Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm your host, Jason Logan, coming from the belly of the beast, maybe a factory somewhere in New Orleans. But here we are in the Big Easy for Super Bowl week and the ramp up to the big game. Joining me from the gambling mecca, the other side of the country here, is Mr. Todd Furman, former odds maker turned pro bettor. Buddy, I wish you were here. I can honestly say I wish you were here.
Trust me, J-Lo. I mean, I saw the fashionable attire you decided to sport in a variety of videos throughout the course of the week. We would definitely try and have to intervene on your behalf, but you look like you're in the belly of the beast. I'm just disappointed there's not a beignet in one hand and a hurricane in the other as we record here early on a Wednesday morning.
I got to pace myself because yesterday I did, if you follow me on Twitter, at Cover J-Lo, I had the evil trilogy of Eggs Benny. It was pretty good. And then last night I got into some seafood with some shrimp and some fish, and it was really good. So today I got to pace myself. Today might be a salad day, brother.
There's nothing that says New Orleans like a beignet for dessert after you've polished off a beautiful bowl of jambalaya or gumbo and had a seafood delicacy, whether it's of the shrimp or oyster variety.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the oysters yet. I'm a maritime guy. I love my seafood, so maybe there's lots of time here. Maybe I'll get some tonight. But before we start the clock, before we look at any menus, for the final time here on football season, we ask that if you've been with us all along, or if this is your first time finding the Sharp 600 podcast, we ask that you rate and review on whatever platform it is you listen to. If you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. And a big thanks goes out to the YouTube viewers. Had a big, big, big show there last week. The response has been great. It's packed with a ton of analysis and odds and bets and picks, stuff that is still applicable. So once you finish with us watching this show, go back and watch that show because that has a ton of great information, still very viable information. All right, Dell, one more time here for Super Bowl 59. Let's start the clock. All right, Todd, it's been a week since we last talked Super Bowl odds. We have seen some movement with the spread. We have seen some movement with the total. Give us a quick action update. And if you look at this game any differently based on those adjustments.
You know, honestly, J-Lo, I don't think anything has really surprised me when you look at the spread in total from our initial preview. We mentioned that we thought there could be some support for Philadelphia, and I think we're starting to see a trickle in of Eagles money from 1.5 down to 1. Now it remains anybody's best guess if the number will continue to move further. And we mentioned the hypothetical total on this perceived matchup going into Championship Sunday with our friends at FanDuel was below that key number of 47. We see it open as high as 49.5. So seeing a little bit of under money come in, not shocking in the least, as we still have about 3 to 4 days before this game actually kicks off.
All right, and let's shrink that window. Let's say 48 hours before kickoff and the bulk of that public money is coming in. Where do you see this going?
So I'll use an industry term, and we'll call it price discovery. If a couple of intrepid shops want to take this number down to pick them and see if there is an appetite to get a little bit more money on the Kansas City Chiefs. But I still think the overwhelming majority of recreational bettors and the public's going to gravitate towards KC. So books, in my opinion, have put themselves in a good spot. There's not a whole lot of trepidation of being around the key number. I think what'll be interesting is that total. Do we tick back up from 48.5 to 49 when the betting public gets involved? But again, we're not going to get down to 47. We're not going to get to 51. So if odds makers have done their job like they do more often than not, I think they're right where they need to be in the sweet spot, both side and total.
Mm-hmm. Just moving it up a tick and down a tick, sanding the edges on that market. It's fun to watch, actually. So a big popular bet in the Super Bowl is taking the spread, taking the total, mushing them together in a teaser. A lot of people looking to tease the Super Bowl line. What's the best process here?
I mean, I think if you're going to get involved in a teaser, look, you don't have exactly a ton of options with only one game on the board. For me, the only way is to tease the Eagles up, shop around, try and get them through those key numbers of 3, 4, 6, and 7. And then while I don't advocate for teasing totals under any circumstance, look, you're going to have to find that second leg. So I'm going to leave that to the viewers to decide if they want to go over the total and tease it down, or if they want to drive it up and they want to tease it under. But you definitely have to use the Eagles as the side leg there.
You coward. You big, big coward. I bet the under in this game, so I'll puff it up and go under on it. That's the way I would tease this game. We're here in New Orleans. Media week is underway. We're going to Media Row later today, and you want to stay tuned and watch the Covers YouTube channel this week. Is going to have a ton of great stuff from Media Row there in New Orleans. But there's a ton of narratives, a million narratives right now. There's going to be a million more narratives later in the week. it's paralysis by analysis sometimes with Super Bowl. There's so much information. What is some of the more overrated stories and narratives and angles you're hearing out there? And what's something that might be flying under the radar that bettors should actually, you know, put some weight into?
You know, overrated for me is Travis Kelce in playoff games and how that's the only path for Kansas City to win games of this magnitude. I mean, we saw last week he was held in check from start to finish by the Buffalo Bills. And while I expect him to be a little bit more productive in this game, look, you're still paying a premium to bet his numbers over in the low 60s. So I think Travis Kelce in big games, overrated as he gets into the twilight of his career. And yeah, underrated for me, J-Lo, on the other side of the ball for Philadelphia. Look, we saw Jalen Hurts throw for 300 yards in the Super Bowl in the previous installment between these two teams. The passing game was as dynamic as we've seen from the Eagles. Getting on the same page with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, I think the Eagles' passing game is what's getting overlooked and could provide them a path to victory while Kansas City focuses in on keying on Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, good info there. I think the overrated, I don't like the revenge angle. I never buy into revenge. Like, if you can't get motivated for the Super Bowl, then what are you doing here type thing? I don't think revenge is really an angle for me. Let's jump into props. We've seen a lot of props go up and down and people buying back. Any props that you like here midweek now that this market has matured and we're seeing more options hit the board?
You know, not to say necessarily from a buyback standpoint, but I think the Chiefs offensive players have left me painted in a corner. I'm not sure which weapons they're going to lean into because yeah, normally the Chiefs have some of their go-to key cogs, but that plays into the defensive strengths of what we're expecting from the Philadelphia Eagles. So for all those folks clamoring for a Kareem Hunt big game, it's built into the number, both his attempts and his rushing yards. If anything, you get a little bit of contrarian value trying to make a case for Isaiah Pacheco being a bigger part than what we've seen, or trying to figure out what Kansas City Chiefs receiver could emerge here if you believe in Juju, if you believe in DeAndre Hopkins. But for me, one player that I think can come out of nowhere and actually have a halfway decent day to the negative is Xavier Worthy. I just don't think he's got big plays in his arsenal against this Eagles defense.
All right. I jump into the two-point conversion market. Will there be a two-point conversion attempt? Is yes, no, minus 110. I say yes. And a successful two-point conversion, plus 260 out there. Tight game. We've seen the Eagles try for two. Jake Elliott's had a little bit of the yips as well. And I think there's an opportunity where someone's going to have to go for two, and hey, maybe that's an overtime. You never know. So I think there's some worth because of the spread and the game script in those two-point conversion markets. All right, Todd, it wouldn't be Super Bowl without a little silliness, and that means novelty props. Let's cap the uncappable here. National anthem, you going over or under on this one?
I mean, I'm waiting for your text message to tell me you've been inside the Superdome during rehearsal to let us know exactly how things are going to go. But I'm going to go under with Jon Batiste. We've seen a little bit of under money come in on this one already because it's all about from first word to last word, not when the instrumental starts. And I think the words could shorten the entire performance.
I like the under as well, too. Over 2 minutes, only happened two times in the past 7 years. Let's go Kendrick Lamar first song for the halftime show. I know you're a massive Kendrick Lamar fan.
You're coming to me for Kendrick Lamar. You know me. I cherish his entire catalog. This is where I take the baton if we're in a relay race, and I hand it right back to you so I don't embarrass myself with my lack of pop culture knowledge from top to bottom.
And I kind of pass it on to our covers colleague and my buddy Jared Hockman. He likes Squabble Up, which is one of his newer singles. That's plus 380. I like All Right is my favorite Kendrick Lamar song, so I'm going plus 1300 on that one to be the first song. Gatorade color. I always go clear water because they know it's there. However, I've seen the corporate wheels moving. And I know it's the Gatorade bath has to be Gatorade. So I'm going to go purple. That was the last two. Athletes are superstitious. They're not going to change it up here. Chiefs win, three-peat for purple. What do you like?
I mean, look, I like the Eagles. So normally I'd go with red, but I don't think we're going to see red Gatorade on the Eagles sideline. So I actually am going to take clear there. I think all you're going to have is a couple of wet spots on those beautiful forest green jerseys when the Eagles exact a measure of revenge.
All right. Purple three-peat is plus 225. It seems it is the favorite, but, paying a little money. All right, Todd, touchdown anytime bet, Super Bowl 59. Who's getting to the end zone?
You know, J-Lo, I am going to go to the Eagles' backfield, but no, it's not to back Saquon Barkley at a price tag right around $2. It's all about Jalen Hurts finding a way into the end zone. You look at what his numbers have been since becoming a full-time starter in Philadelphia back in 2021. He scored a touchdown in 40 of his 70 games. And look, it's rare that I'm going to advocate for laying a price in this market, but my numbers make him closer to minus $1.30 to get into the end zone. Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown, minus $1.10 to minus $1.15.
I like it when we have the same brain, because I like Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown as well in this. I bet him minus 105 early in it. It's now minus 115 if FanDuel, and it warranted minus 115. But like you said, that's still a good price considering what we've seen. If he gets to the goal line, they're going to give him the ball. He's going to get multiple touches. And the other thing that I like is 2 weeks to rest that knee. See that 9-yard scamper he had against Washington, kind of played a little pinball and ran through the tacklers, man? He looks good. This is going to be the healthiest we've seen Jalen. Touchdown anytime for him in the Super Bowl. All right, Todd, 2-minute drill time. Final one here for football season. I'm going to go to Devonta Smith. Over longest receptions, 19.5, minus 115 out there. Smith is that home run threat. He makes the big plays, and he makes them at big times, too. He had 100 yards against KC 2 years ago. That included a 40-plus catch. He's had 20-plus receptions in 9 of his 13 regular season games. He's had 2 20-plussers in two of the 3 playoff games. And KC plays a lot of man, leaves them susceptible to the big play. They're 9th most 20-plus passing yards allowed, 5th most in 40-plus passing yards allowed. Cherry on the Sunday, he's from Louisiana as well, too, so I like his 19.5 over longest reception.
I can't argue with you. I think Devonta Smith could be poised for a big day operating primarily from the slot against this Chiefs secondary. But I'm going to go to the other side and look at Xavier Worthy. I'm going to take him under 20.5 yards for his longest reception. Look, Xavier Worthy has done the majority of his damage this season in a short-controlled passing game. The Eagles are top 3 in the league from an EPA standpoint when quarterbacks get the ball out of their hands quickly. I think Worthy is going to be used plenty, but I just don't know if the explosive is going to be in the arsenal. I'll take Worthy under 20.5 longest reception and can make a case for going under receiving yards as well.
All right, I have a Worthy prop as well, too. I'm going to go over 6.5 rushing yards from him. It's minus 105. I missed the opener. It was 4.5. But looking at this, my projections were 7 and above. So I think there's still some value here. In a game like this, you want to get the ball into the hands of your game breakers. And this guy is the game breaker, the 40-yard dash champion. We've seen him been utilized in this running game. Nagy and Reed love to mix it up and take players out of position. So I see him going for 7 or more yards in this game.
You know, J-Lo, what would a Super Bowl be if we didn't have any mention of kickers? And we're not going to go to punters. We're going to look at place kickers. I'm not going to make a case against Dell's beloved Jake Elliott and him to miss an extra point. No, I think the Chiefs are going to have a few drives that bog down. You're playing in climate control conditions. And Andy Reid, for being the offensive mastermind that he is, isn't uber aggressive. Harrison Butker, over 1.5, made field goals for me. I know this number's been on the move, but I'm still showing value where it's currently priced.
Oof. Got it in just under the horn, buddy. Good job.
Look, everybody needs a game winner as the clock's expiring. We should only be so lucky if that's on the horizon come Sunday.
That would be a fun finish to this game. And this is a finish to the final football edition of the Sharp 600 podcast. A wrap on a great NFL season. A big thanks to Dell behind the scenes. Enjoy the game, buddy. Good luck to your Eagles, even though I'm a Cowboys fan. A little bit of jealousy inside. That's okay. Big thanks to Todd as well, too. Todd, you were a great addition to the podcast. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your knowledge. And personally, I thank you a lot because it was really great. You and I go back a long, long time and very, very happy and you know, grateful to be working with you on this podcast.
It's been an absolute blast. The interactions with our loyal viewers each and every week. The banter and being able to try and cram as much information as we possibly can about the NFL betting markets from week one through the culmination that we'll see on Sunday between the Eagles and Chiefs. It's truly been a pleasure to be part of the Covers family and look forward to doing it again sooner rather than later, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. A big thank you to FanDuel as well, too. They were with us all season long. And a big thank you to you if you've been listening or this is your first time listening to the Sharp 600. Thank you so much for following along and enjoying this podcast that we put together each week and try to, like Todd said, try to stuff as much information into 600 seconds. So a big thank you to the Sharp 600 audience. And while football is over, we will have more from this podcast coming up. Hoops is going to be in full swing. You got NBA. We have March Madness coming down the tracks. We're going to take a bit of a breather. Everyone needs to recharge after football season, but the pod will be back soon with a focus on those big basketball and those big event games. Reminder too, like and subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, rate and review. We appreciate that. We appreciate that effort. Todd, one last parting tip for the audience for Super Bowl 59 or just a little nugget of gambling gold that they could take with them into the future.
Bet responsibly. I know we talk about it all the time throughout the course of the season. The reality of it is the money that you can earn on Super Bowl Sunday won't be any greener or, I guess, multicolored, J-Lo, in your case, than what you're going to be able to make on college basketball, the NBA, the NHL, a variety of other sporting events there. So I understand people have a little bit of FOMO for the final football game of the season since we won't get meaningful toe-meeting leather for another 7 months, but just stay within your lanes. no reason to try and chase losses or give back profits you've been able to make this season, and realize everything in this business is a marathon, not a sprint. And that's why Covers has you covered across all sports, not just the National Football League.
Oh, were you holding on to that one all year? That was a good
I mean,
one.
Look, every now and again, you got to bust out your A game for a game of this magnitude. I can't give you all the nuggets and all the sound bites right out of the gates. I had to have something left in the tank for the final football game of 2024-2025.
Covers has you covered. But the marketing guys are running to patent that right now. They're going to trademark that sucker.
What they don't know is I've already submitted a trademark about 6 months ago. I just had to wait to get it out there for everybody to hear.
All right. You're always one. Well, always one. Well, one step ahead of the market, buddy. That's your MO right there. Yeah, that's my advice too. Just keep it fun. This is the biggest game. You're going to be with family and friends likely watching this game. So keep it fun. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy Super Bowl 59 and best of luck with your bets.
Hey, NFL fans, you can make every moment more this season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. So when you get a hunch in the middle of a game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Never waste a hunch at FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in select states or 18 plus and present in D.C., first online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets will expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut or visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.